Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well,
pushing
should we give
her
some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Here we go again. It's episode 305. You're listening to Dr. Benjamin Jones
and me, Claire Cares. Yes.
Claire does care. What do you care about this week, Claire?
Our guest, who is called Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, guys.
Oh, dear. Very croaky.
Bottom stinks, I wouldn't wonder. I would bet.
Yes. So, Stephen, you do seem quite... I'm getting a negative energy from you.
Mm. Oh, I was having a real swell morning and then I dropped my coffee on my foot.
Mm.
Hot foot? Would you say?
Yeah, my foot was hot, the coffee was cold.
Oh.
Now, why was your foot hot?
I stepped on a lava.
You stepped on a lava.
Would you say you're a clumsy little runt, Stephen?
Oh, that's what my mum used to say. She's like, Stephen! Clumsy little runt!
Where was she from?
My mother?
Yeah.
Taipei.
Oh, Taipei, interesting. Yes. Her mixed heritage.
Yes, they have a lot of mothers in Taipei.
Mm.
When you...
Not a lot of fathers anywhere, shakes fist. Just a droll joke about men.
I think we've accidentally... you stepped in some lava, and I think we've accidentally stepped into one of your issues, possibly there, Stephen. You did seem to get a bit upset when Claire Cares mentioned absent fathers.
Yes.
Did I detect that?
Yeah, I never really knew my dad, actually.
How many dads did you have?
Four.
Right. Mm. And did you know any of them?
Yeah, three of them.
Right. And it's just the first one that was missing?
Yeah. Monday to Wednesday, Dad went missing.
Did you write any missing posters up or anything like this?
Yeah, but my drawings weren't very good.
Right.
Mm. My mum used to be like, drawings are terrible! Stephen, you little run!
Mm. Oh, now, would you say it's your fault that your dad went missing because of your personality?
Well, I don't know. He said, don't push me off a cliff. And then I did. And then we couldn't find him anymore.
Hold on a minute there.
Hold on.
I didn't. I thought that you said you'd not met your father and now you're pushing him off a cliff.
I said I hadn't met one of my fathers.
So how many fathers did you push off a cliff?
Just two.
Okay.
Okay.
But not the one that we are concerned about.
No.
Okay, well, let's ignore the fathers you pushed off a cliff then.
Well, we'll have to for legal reasons.
And the other one that you didn't push off the cliff? Why didn't he get pushed?
I love him.
Okay.
Okay, that's nice. A happy ending.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Daddies! I can't find you.
Where are you, Daddy?
So, you're upset about the missing father.
Hmm.
But you've got three. You've had three.
Wonderful fathers, sounds like.
You really love one of them.
Yeah.
So things aren't so bad. Cup half full, butter on the crumpet.
Surely that's not why your bottom's so smelly.
Oh, have you guys ever had a shower before?
Twice a day when there's not a drought or a hosepipe ban. If there's a hosepipe ban, I'll sort of do a flannel wash, just all the important bits.
Have you not had a shower, Stephen?
Oh, no, I have. I was just trying to get a bit of rapport. That's what my other doctor said I should have with other people.
Right, rapport.
Other doctor. Is this a professional doctor?
That's what he says.
So it's Dr. Benjamin Jones by his certificate on the wall.
Yeah, my doctor's got a name tag.
Okay, and what's his name tag say?
Doctor.
Right. Well, it's all piecing together, I suppose.
Some people do need to tag themselves. If you're not sure what they are, I've got a sofa at home, but it's quite a modern design. So one, just put a stick on the side, sofa, so people know that they can sit on it.
Mm. I got tagged in a Facebook photo the other day. Now it's absolutely glowing.
Okay.
So everyone check out that.
Today I looked at a tag on a piece of clothing, and then I went to the counter with the tag still attached because I thought it was discounted, and I had to wait at the counter for at least a good 5 minutes. And then I was looking around because there was no one at the shop to help me at the counter. So then I started to look for someone, and then I started asking questions like, "Just excuse me, do you know where someone is at the counter? Because I need this tag checked." And then like, "Oh, I should go to the other counter, level two." So then I went to the counter, level two, and I said, "Excuse me, do you know how much this has cost? Because it was on the discount." She goes, "Oh, excuse me, I'm busy." And then I left.
Do you look nice in swimming trunks? Just picturing you now in a little pair of swimming trunks.
Do you like the ones I'm wearing right now?
I think I might be psychic.
Yeah, you did sense there was some swimming going on.
I wanted
you?
To see him.
Or do you like these ones?
Oh.
I always wear three, or these ones.
I wasn't expecting that.
Can we not pull down any more, just in case you forgot to put on the third pair this morning?
I remember all the time.
Okay, let's back off now. Let's calm ourselves down.
Now, Stephen, I'm going to say some words and you can say what you associate with them, okay?
Word association.
Okay.
Here we go. It's just a little game, nothing to fear.
Her game.
Well.
But she's playing it.
Okay. It's Timmy Mallett's originally, but
okay.
This is more psychotherapy.
Children's TV.
Well, no, this is more a psychodynamic approach.
Sally Gunnell?
No.
Okay.
That's not the first one.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Benjamin Jones, I've got this. Okay, here we go. Guilt.
Tea.
Murder.
I didn't do it. I just told you. I pushed him off one time and he just hasn't come back. It was a windy day and I think the current from the waves pushed him out to sea.
Well done, Claire.
Flying a kite.
That's what we're doing, officer. We're just flying a kite. And then it just went closer off the cliff and then I pushed and then he flew off.
Well done, Claire.
Thank you. Well,
I think what Claire Cares was doing there was she was trying to trick you.
What?
Yep, she was trying to trick you and you fell for it, hook, line and sinker.
What? No.
Hook, line and prison?
Yeah, you absolutely there admitted to murder.
When? I didn't, what?
We've got it on record.
Do you think your mother's annoyed with you because you killed her late first husband?
She's annoyed about a lot of things. Sometimes leave the chip packets out open.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
that is annoying.
Do a shit in the dishwasher.
Right, that's also annoying.
No, well, no, that can be confusing. Again, that's why we need to put tags on things. Once again, my dishwasher does look a bit like a toilet. Put a tag on it. That hasn't happened again since. Radio Fun. Going back to your story about the discounts in the shops.
Yeah.
When you were looking for someone to help you and they weren't there, did that bring back memories of your absent father?
No, but it did give me memories of, like 3 weeks ago, I went into this other shop looking to buy a sandwich. And it was after 8 o'clock, so there was like these tags on them and they said reduced to 99p. And so I went to the counter, but no one was there. So I was looking around, I was waiting around trying to find out if this actually was a reduced sandwich because it was even on like the even further reduced little tray where you can buy sandwiches for half price even when they're reduced. So I took it to the counter, I was just waiting and then no one came, so I left.
What a tale you tell. You've really got away with words. Now, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I've got a question for you. My ear absolutely stinks.
Your ear stinks?
Yeah, just one of them.
Okay. Has it always smelt?
No, it's been over the past 8 months, just this one.
8 months?
Yeah.
Smelly ear?
Yeah.
What's the smell?
Bad.
Is your ear pregnant?
Ah.
Can happen.
Well, Is it pregnant with a smell? Yes.
It wouldn't be your ear that's pregnant. It would be something has climbed into your ear like a moth or a spider and is now having babies.
That's an actual problem of mine, a smelly ear. But anyway, I guess we're not here for me.
No.
I got the giggles today, actually, before the podcast. I wish I could remember what it was about and tell you all.
Okay, well, if you sit there and just have a little think about that, and then maybe you'd get back to us later.
Yeah, sure.
So we can all share
the
humour.
Do you like music? Sometimes I can play some music to help you remember, if that helps.
But that sounds lovely.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
We'd like that a lot.
Do remember. You fucking failure.
Oh, damn. Okay. Just calm ourselves down.
Let's try and piece together your childhood, because something has gone awry somewhere in the box. Childhood. Now, you started off as a baby, correct?
A baby?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were sort of toddler and a teen, etc. Can you remember any unpleasant memories from this time?
Apart from, you know, sort of all the murder.
Before, I'm thinking pre-murder, because I'm thinking what led to the...
Yeah, before you murdered people.
Yeah, when I was four... there was a big Reebok campaign with Charles Barkley and Godzilla.
Mm.
And I really wanted one of the T-shirts and I never got one.
Right, that's hard.
I'm really sad because I always wanted to be either Godzilla or Charles Barkley when I was older.
And are you them now?
Yeah, so, you know, you know he's not them now,
sorry,
do you? So why have you upset him like
that? Well, you know,
okay?
But yeah, he...
No, you just...
We did have someone on with a personality borderline personality disorder once, and they did actually think they were that Daffy the Duck. So, I mean,
fair
you
enough.
Never know.
Yeah, good recall. That was episode 106.
Check it out.
When you didn't get the T-shirt, did that bring back memories of your absent father? No T-shirt, no dad.
Yeah.
Did you have any other T-shirts you could pop on?
Yeah, I had six other ones.
Six other ones. So not so bad, not so bad.
I had a red one.
Yeah.
I had one made out of bread.
Oh.
Had one with a flower on it that said, "You're a." I had another one.
Yeah.
Which was like it came with soap.
Was it Mucky Boy? The you were a Mucky Boy.
No, I just said you were, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Fill the gap.
Sorry. Sorry.
I had another one which was like covered in soap. So if you ever couldn't have a shower, you just put it on and it gives you a shower.
Shower obsessed. Mm.
I had another one where you put it on. I think it's the best invention I've ever seen, but no one really wanted to give it a go. So you line your whole shirt with sunblock and then you put it on and you leave it on for at least 15 minutes. Then you take it off and then your whole body's covered in sunblock.
Well, not
so then
your
you can get all the spots.
Not your actual arms.
Is it?
Well, your forearms, et cetera. Sorry,
that was my fourth T-shirt. My fifth T-shirt was a long sleeve version of this sunscreen.
Oh, lovely. And no one wanted to?
No. And I had this other sixth one, which was my favourite, which was just made out of glass.
Oh.
A glass T-shirt?
Yeah.
That sounds very dangerous.
Mm.
Do you still have the T-shirt?
Oh, no. It expanded and burst and cut my skin open when I was 16, I think.
16?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't say. You were asking for that, Stephen.
We shouldn't victim blame because where does that end?
You can victim if someone goes around with a glass T-shirt.
What's victim blaming?
A lot of rape, etc.
That's what victim blaming is it?
Completely victim blaming. Well, a lot is predominantly, you know, rape, etc., date rapes. And they say, oh, it's the woman's fault for wearing a short skirt and asking for it, coming up to the hotel room, etc. Something I've been reading about on the blogs online.
That sounds about accurate.
I think way to get around that is... don't rape anyone. But that's just Claire Cares with some advice for you. Dr. Benjamin. My friend's got a bird in a cage. Yeah.
Let it out. It'll be free. Next question.
That's what I
thought.
You. I don't like birds in the cages. And I think it's cruel, but she's taught it to say, I'm happy in my cage. This is very conflicting.
Yeah.
Because I see it and I don't like it, but the bird's saying it's happy.
But you can see in the bird's eyes that it's not happy.
Well, I don't know. But
aren't we all just birds in cages? Think about it.
Well, you are if you're in a glass shirt. Yeah, you're sort of trapped in a...
Yeah, or if you cover yourself in tar and feathers and put a beak on yourself and
live
in a tree for not all the year, then you fly east when it's cold, depending on your species, of course. But
is that something you've thought about doing, Stephen?
Yeah, many times, yeah.
Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Claire Care's still here, broadcasting for you.
Can I ask you, growing up, did you ever notice anybody else of a smelly bottom?
There was this one dad. His name was Eric. But it was always strange because every time I try to smell his bum, he's like, "You can't smell a bum."
He wouldn't let you smell his bottom.
Was he a shy boy?
A shy boy, as in from Cronulla in southern Sydney, New South Wales, or
well, no? But was he that?
He was. Yeah, he was a shy boy, but he wasn't a shy boy. No,
wasn't a shy boy.
And if you're standing next to him, how old are you at this age?
I was. 27.
Mm. 27. So yeah. If you're standing next to him, how close is your nose to his bottom? Just standing side by side.
Well, he was 5'6", and I'm 6'8".
So you'd have to properly crouch down.
Yeah, that's why it looks sus.
That's fine. Yeah, I just
you could have pretended you dropped your keys.
Yeah, why don't you pretend you dropped your
and
keys?
And then on the way up,
because they're always in my pocket,
attached
to one of those
chains.
The little wiry things.
Yeah, what are they,
what are they called?
Not Robina, cabine.
Cabbies.
I can't concentrate because my ear smells.
It's like a mountain. When you're mountaineering, yeah.
Kappa.
A kabula.
Kappa? No.
Is it?
I know what you mean, but I can't concentrate. The stench
well,
of
we
the
can't
left
concentrate
ear.
Because you're just talking about your ear. We're trying to think of what kapu is.
Well, I'll Google it.
Robina, cabina. Carabina.
Yeah, carabina.
So you've got a carabina attached to your keys.
I once bought a packet of six of those.
Why?
Best we don't talk about that now.
Doctor,
I bought a pair of six once.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, like when you pick up rocks and you skim them across the water just to clear your head?
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah, I bought a pair of packet of six and threw them at cars.
Okay, well, I think you can be forgiven for that. Obviously, you've had two fathers murdered. One you've never met, and then just the one that you do love. Let's talk about your mother, though. Do you remember anything that she said to you that was kind? You've done a few impressions of her that were quite negative impressions.
Yeah, she once said,
"Well done, Stephen. You've burned down the house."
Oh, and you think that? And
so she was praising you.
I think so. Yeah, it was the first time she's ever used "well done" in a sentence talking about me. So
the doctor will see you now.
I want to try and do something now, if you don't mind, Claire Cares. I'll play Stephen, and I'm going to come home and I'm going to say something to my mother, and you can play your mother.
Okay.
And I'm just going to see if we can get to a stage where your mother is being nice to Stephen.
What time of the day is it? Because you might be at work.
This is, she's just come in from work, and you've been at school all day.
7:30.
7:30.
Okay.
And you're really excited. Mum's home.
And then will you just put your nose into my ear and see?
Yes, I will. I will operate on your ear later, Claire. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to play the dog? Have you got a dog?
I've got one dog, but it just sings in German.
Okay, if you'd like to play the dog.
Yeah.
Mummy, Mummy, I'm so glad you're home.
Shh, I'm trying to listen to the singing German dog.
Glockenspiel, oh, Glockenspiel.
Shut up, Schneiser. Mum, I want to tell you about how...
Shh, I want to hear more from the dog.
Okay.
Woof in German.
Okay, I think the dog's finished now, Mum. Mum, if you can just stop listening to the German dog, I'd like to tell you how well I did in my maths exam today. I got an A.
Maths.
That's 100%.
Yes.
Maths.
In maths.
Yes.
You know, maths is banned in this household. Oh. Go up to your room now.
Thank you, Mother.
Go up to your room now.
Thank you, Mother.
And you take off your pants and you put 3 pairs of swimming trunks on right now.
Golly.
You know. You put it on right now, boy.
Was it a wet household? Very wet household?
Damp, yeah.
Yeah, it is damp, yeah.
Mother, I will go upstairs and I will put on 3 pairs of swimming trunks, just like you've instructed. But I want you to acknowledge that today I did very well at school.
Can the dog acknowledge it? Would that help?
I don't think that's what Stephen needs.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
How much time do you have, Stephen?
I'm willing to be patient, Mother.
Okay, we'll just... I want to prepare myself to give you the congratulations you've always wanted, so...
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind just stepping outside for a second, I'll prepare the house.
Okay.
And then I'll let you back in.
That's fair enough.
Okay, so just go outside for a second.
Okay, see you in a bit. Opens door.
Closes
door.
Mother locks door. Bolts door. Closes all the windows. Closes the curtains. Pulls all the blinds down.
I thought she was going to put a bikini on.
Right, so you can see there that I've got absolutely nowhere. I was you know, really trying to get to the mother, and it was impossible. And I think already we're seeing where the smell might be coming from.
My mum doesn't lock me outside, so you must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, well, I was just channeling your energy that you brought here today. And
I don't think it's Stephen's fault.
No, it's clearly Stephen's mother's fault.
I don't like to blame a woman, but she inadvertently, secondhand, killed those men straight out. By producing a son who's prepared to do that kind of thing.
A son that's unloved, that's lonely, that feels trapped in a cage in a tree.
Relationships.
What's your relationship history like? And I'm talking about romance with men or women, preferably.
And your Google history.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. My Google history, I just mostly look up sporting websites.
Thank you.
But in my... In my relationships, I mean, my last 3 girlfriends have all been, you know, extremely nice, but just I think I could do better. So you obviously have Margot Robbie, who is my recent girlfriend.
What?
The actress?
Yeah. And then I dated George Clooney's wife before she became George Clooney's wife.
What's her name?
I just used to call her future Mrs. Clooney.
Right.
Oh, and then there was Elizabeth.
Hurley or Taylor? Hurley or Taylor? Oh, the Queen.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Right. Dr. Benjamin Jones, if I may have a little word off.
Okay. I think we're going to need that after that comment on our monarchy.
What we're dealing with here is a classic case of a big-time personality disorder.
Oh, are you saying that we're not actually here with Stephen?
I'm saying we're...
Hello, boys. I came as quickly as I could. What's going on? What's with that patient who's just standing in the corner?
Oh, dear. Okay. I think you might have been right, Claire. Okay. Oh, hello there. So, who is this that we are speaking to?
Dr. Jones.
We get more...
From the Aqua. The band Aqua.
I tell you what, we are getting more bang for our buck.
Hmm.
2 guests in one. I'm a Barbie girl.
In a Barbie world, I can see this.
Oh, maybe it is him. He certainly knows the lyrics.
Let's go, Barbie.
Yeah.
George Clooney's wife's name is?
Future Mrs. Clooney.
Right.
There are similarities between the two.
They certainly look the same as well.
So why, let's keep going. Why Dr. Jones of Aqua, why do you think you have felt the need to talk to us today?
I felt sorry for the poor boy. I thought you guys needed... an expert opinion.
Okay, wow. And how do you know the boy?
I'm one of his fathers.
Oh.
I knew it.
His cheeks really blubber when he speaks as well. Mm. Blubber cheeks.
Doctor.
It's just
please, call me Doc.
Doc. Are you the father that the boy Stephen. Has never met.
I really care for him, you must understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been living in the shadows, caring for him from a distance. Mm-hmm. He knows of me, but he's never seen me.
Okay.
Well, might I say, what an absolutely terrible job you've done. Mm.
And would it be fair to say that it wasn't Stephen that killed the other fathers, but it was, in fact, you, Dr. Jones?
He just needed one father. Just one to take care of him.
I think we need to speak to Stephen again, if that's okay. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Doc.
It was lovely meeting you.
I'm needed in the emergency ward.
Yes, we'd like to speak to Stephen. Is Stephen...
Someone's lost their head.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and...
Stephen.
Stephen?
Where's Stephen? Stephen.
I've just been waiting in the corner for you guys.
Okay. Well, that was quite dramatic there, Stephen.
Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly?
I've got some ideas of what we can do. Have you heard of crystal healing?
Mm. Heard of crystal meth?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, similar.
It's similar, yeah.
It is a bit light. It's a bit lighter. It's a bit of a lighter touch.
Oh, okay.
And have you heard of angel cards?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I've heard of angel meth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a bit lighter.
They're all good products. We're not. We shouldn't be biased.
We're not advocating one or the other. Apart from, we are advocating angel cards.
Okay.
Over angel meth. But I think you're a bit mixed up, if you don't mind me saying. And I think what could help you is angel cards, sort of a form of tarot, mantras, positive mantras like "I believe in myself," etc. "I'm a big strong boy." "I'm a nice number one nice guy."
Yeah, I think that's all good advice from Claire Cares. But I think what's important is that you realise and you take away from today what it is that has made your bottom smell. And I think from speaking to you and also speaking to Doc Jones earlier.
Doc Jones was here?
Doc Jones was here, yeah. We spoke to Doc Jones.
How is he? Oh.
He's okay.
He sent me a birthday card. But I've...
Yeah, he's very fond of you. He's very fond of you.
He wants you to know you're a lovely chap.
Yes. And I think... analyzing everything, it's clear that the reason for your problems was that you was jealous of the relationship that your mother had with your German singing dog.
Yeah.
And that's what's made your bottom so smelly. Does that ring true?
Yeah, because it didn't even, like it was called German singing dog, but it didn't really sing at all. It just kind of said generic words in German.
Right, yeah.
Pretty disappointed, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you something I've noticed? It smells a little bit less near your arsehole.
Really, yeah. Truly? It does.
I can't comment because I can still smell my left ear.
That is her ear. Yeah. Okay.
Well, another case solved, isn't it? Very much a case of another case solved.
Yeah, and I'll get to your ear very quickly.
Thank you. Yes.
Come here.
Yes.
Come here and let me have a look.
No.
Yeah, come here. Let's take a look.
Okay. Oh. Maybe we should leave this.
No. Yeah, I'll look after your ear.
Okay.
I was just doing puns. Bring it to Daddy.
Okay.
Bring it to Daddy Jones.
I'll bring her a bag of crystals.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jones. That's okay.
Wake up now. Wake up now.
Organic lettuce? At this stage, I'd like to do a big shout out to Al Clayton.
To who?
Al Clayton.
Oh, right.
Can we give a big shout out to Al Clayton?
Big shout out to Al Clayton.
A-L spells Al. And we love us. Do we love him?
Yeah.
And his cat's very sick and we're wishing all the best for his cat right now. We're wishing all the best to Al Clayton's cat right now.
Get well soon.
Thoughts are with you.
Yep, thoughts are with you. Well, that was a very successful episode for us. We cleaned up the bottoms of not one, not two, but three guests very successfully.
Well, mildly successfully. And now just a quick call to the police, etc.
Yes.
Do the Right Thing. That's another podcast you should check out. Do the Right Thing.
Stop, Look and Listen.
Cross the road with safety and remember, don't push anyone off a cliff, please.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And Claire Cares.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.